Happy Monday morning with Maria, everyone. Weekly audio for motivation and inspiration in life and business. And today I want to share my 5 steps to getting what you want. So number 1 is really to form a very clear and specific picture of what it is that you do want. Oftentimes, we say we know what we want, but often our wants are pretty vague and pretty wishy-washy. So if you ask people, what are your goals? What do you want? And, you know, they'll answer, well, of course I know what I want. I want to be richer, and I want to be happier, and I want to be skinnier, and I want to be in love, and all of these things. But these are wishes, really, to begin with. And the reason they're wishes is because, A, there's no specific there's no really definitiveness behind the wish, right? So let's just take an example. So if you say, I want to be rich, or I want to have more money, that's not clear enough. So you need to get really, really specific. And my question is always, well, how much is more? Like, how much is enough for you? So I think a lot of people struggle with this, and they think they're really clear, but they're not. So the number one step I always advise everyone in the network and women that I coach and through my programs is, number one is really just get super, super clear on what it is that you want to have. Like, so you want to be richer? Okay, what's the monetary amount? How much more do you want to be making a month, a year? Whatever that is, write that number down and be really, really clear about it. That's just one example if we're talking about money, right? So number one, form a clear and definite mental picture of what it is that you want. And of course, write it down. Number two is believe and have faith that you will have what you want when the timing is right. Not when you want it. And this is something I struggle with quite a bit because I want it now. We all want it now. And how come it's not here yet? And we asked for it yesterday and it's today and it's not here yet. And I give up. So that's a really bad attitude to have. And faith means that we believe that the thing that we have asked for is coming to us when the timing is right. Right. And we can't see when that timing is right now. But faith is really a belief is really an invincible and unwavering faith that the thing you want is already yours. And it's really up to God whenever he's going to deliver it to you. Our job is just to stay in faith. And that's really the hardest part. So number two is believe and have faith that what you've asked for is on its way to you. Number three is give gratitude for everything that you already have in your life. And you might be thinking, well, you know what, Maria, I don't have very much. But if you're listening to this, you know, if you woke up today, you have breath, you have sight, you know, that is something to be grateful for. And so just start with the little things. Oftentimes when we're not feeling well or we're lacking in motivation, you know, it's like, well, I don't really have anything to be grateful for. My life is falling apart, or I'm in debt, or this or that. But yeah, I get that, but that's not the right attitude. So like, what is it that you are grateful for? Like, just find one thing and just keep building and building and building on that list until your mood starts to change. Because the only way that we can bring more into our life is by giving thanks for what we already have. This is really key, and this is taught amongst all the great teachers. Every book that you read on personal development and getting ahead and business and motivation, it all comes down to being grateful for what you already have and being thankful for what you already have while living in the belief that what I want is coming to me. But until it gets here, I'm eternally grateful for what I have right now. Number four is visualize and feel. Visualize and feel yourself already being in possession of what you want. And one of the greatest ways to understand this is this sentence. These three words, really. It's meet the vibration. Meet the vibration of what it is that you want to have in your life. Because thinking about it with, you know, just your mind and saying, okay, well, I want this and I want that, that's not enough. You actually have to feel, what is it like when I am this person? What does it feel like? What does it feel like when I have this, or when I become what it is that I want, or when I have this person in my life? Like, what does that feel like? And then stay in that vibration for as long as you can. That is when you activate the law of attraction. And finally, number five is really act. Like, it's great to visualize, it's great to feel, it's great to be really clear about what it is that you want. It's great to be grateful, but without action, nothing is possible, obviously, right? So we can't just sit around and visualize and, you know, and have all these wonderful visions, but we actually have to take the first step. We have to take the first step, and then we have to keep taking the steps over and over and over again, even when we don't see the results. And that is often the hardest part, but I promise you the results will come if you keep taking the steps, right? So that is my fifth step for getting what you want is actually action, but action from a place of faith. Right? So action from a place of, not from a place of desperation, not from a place of need, not from a place of, oh God, I don't think that this thing that I asked for is ever going to get to me. Not like that. Action with the utmost belief and unwavering faith that you will have what you want when the time is right. So again, my five steps to getting what you want on this episode of Monday Morning with Maria. Number one, form a very clear picture of what it is that you want. Number two, believe and have faith that what you have asked for will get to you in divine timing. Number three, give thanks for what you have already in your life. Number four, visualize and actually feel yourself already being in possession of that which you want. And in other words, meet the vibration. So feel, meet the vibration in order to bring it to you. So you don't want to be in that place of fear. Like, you don't want to say one thing, but then inside you're feeling like you're not going to get it because that's not going to materialize. And number five is action, action from a place of faith. That's it for now, everyone. Wish you an amazing week. And remember, keep dreaming and keep dreaming with your eyes wide open. Bye for now.